The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. It's time for The Piano Matters. It's heard each week, same time, same station. If you like the piano, you'll like The Piano Matters. If you love the piano, you will never miss an edition. Each year we present more than 500 performances. That's a lot of fine pianism and many wonderful artists of the divine instrument putting in many thousands of hours to make that mastery happen. Schumann, one of the geniuses of Romanticism, born in 1810, he lived a short, very tragic life, dying probably of self-starvation at what they called then an insane asylum near Bonn, Germany. He was only 46. In his 22 years of compositional activity, we must say he was the greatest German romantic of the first part of the 19th century. And in the 1830s, he gave glory to the piano literature. We hear the third movement of the sonata in F minor, opus 14, Quasi Variations on a Theme by Clara Wieck. That was his lady love, and Clara would, in 1840, become Schumann's wife. The pianist is a very important artist, Andras Schiff. He's born in Vienna, but as a pianist, we must say he's a world citizen.
Thank you.
Andras Schiff, in a highly persuasive performance of the third movement of Schumann's Sonata in F minor, Opus 14, sometimes called Concerto Without Orchestra. And we heard a set of variations on a theme by Clara Wieck. Oh, and how those repeated chords near the end chill one. Emerson said, concentration is the secret of strength in politics, in war, in trade, in short, in all management of human affairs. Yes, Mr. Emerson, and concentration in piano playing on a stage all alone needs more even than concentration. It needs the highest attention and mastery combined of the highest order. How I admire these pianists who go out there totally naked, so to speak, and play long programs. Scarlatti was born in the hallowed, miraculous year of 1685, when Bach and Handel were also born. He composed 600 what he called exercises that are now called sonatas. They are not classical sonatas, they're just two-part or binary forms. But in total, they are the greatest keyboard exploration of the first half of the 18th century in Italy and Spain. The late pianist Anthony de Bonaventura is here to play for us Scarlatti's Sonata in D major, Longo 463. I think you will like his performance. Thank you. Antony di Bonaventura in the D major sonata of Domenico Scarlatti. Very good playing. This is David Duval in The Piano Matters. I again hope you had a good week. For me, I was pleased to read my Wall Street Journal article on the Liszt Transcendental Etudes. I also heard some great music. In fact, every day recently I've been listening to Beethoven's Late String Quartet in C-sharp minor, Opus 131. I also did a painting I'm pleased with, and I practiced the piano. Sounds good, actually. Is there a more wonderful duet composer than Franz Peter Schubert? He loved the combo of four hands on a keyboard. I hope you like his March Heroic in D major, Deutsche 602. And remember, Deutsche is the cataloger, like an opus number or a Kerschel or Longo. Let's hear Caroline Clemau and Anthony Goldstone together playing the Heroic March of Schubert.
Thank you.
For me, it's always good to hear four-hand Schubert. And that was Caroline Klamau and Antony Goldstone, duo pianists, in the March Heroic by Franz Schubert. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubois, and I'm listening with you intently. Believe me, if you care for our station, and I know you do, then the time has come for you to help in our survival. And that means continuing to bring unique programming to you every day. So give what you may. Go to wwfm.org. Simply press donate. D-O-N-A-T-E. It's simple. And as someone said to me, I felt better from the act. Ruth Laredo was a friend of mine, and I knew her quite well. And she played all of Rachmaninoff. And she left a legacy on disc of the total Rachmaninoff oeuvre. Ruth Laredo plays for us the G-flat, not really well known, but it's a fine work, the last of the Opus 23 preludes. You just heard Ruth Laredo, who's actually buried in the same cemetery as Rachmaninoff. And she played with care the G-flat prelude by The Rock, Sergei Rachmaninoff. It was composed in 1904. Alfred de Musset, writing in a letter, says, "Perfection does not exist. To understand it is the triumph of human intelligence. To desire perfection, the desire to possess it, is the most dangerous kind of madness." Wow, what a statement. Perfection is an illusion. It is true. Or worse, I say an ideal. And ideals sour because everything around that ideal is not what you're after. The concept of perfection is dangerous. A lot of people just say, oh, I want perfection. One gets stuck in the grip of seeking for perfection. And every artist must come to grips with this, or their output, by the way, will be quite small. We heard Andras Schiff in the third movement of Schumann's Great Sonata in F minor. Let's hear Gerda Strual in the fiery first movement of that work. Thank you. Gerda Struhal in the first movement of Schumann's Sonata in F minor. He wrote three sonatas, in F sharp minor, F minor, and in G minor, and this one is the most neglected and, in my opinion, the finest of the three. I hope you are enjoying the Piano Matters. Actually, I hope you are loving the show. I've always felt enjoy is a pallid word. Here is Samuel Johnson, that wise wit, that wit of 18th century London town. He said, "Your manuscript is both good and original, but the part that is good is not original, and the part that is original is not good." Ernst Krenek never got world famous, but for a time, he was one of the most played contemporary composers. He was born in Austria in 1900, and he lived until 1991. Come to think of it, it was Glenn Gould who played his sonatas, and he was the last, I think, great advocate of Krenek's piano music. Let's listen to a neoclassic suite. It's atonal in nature. He called it Little Suite. It's Opus 13A. It's in six movements. And I have Jesu Maria San Roma. Do you remember that name? Well, he's going to play only two of the six movements, the waltz and the foxtrot movements. Jesu Maria San Roma, what a wonderful name. In the waltz and foxtrot movement from the 4-minute suite, Opus 13A, by Ernst Krenek. If you liked what you heard, call us. I'll be glad to bring to you the other four movements of the little suite. And remember, though, this is blackmail. If I don't hear from you, the little suite might languish forever. Let's return to Anthony Bonaventura, who played earlier a Scarlatti sonata, and now another one from his hands, the sonata in E minor, K380. K meaning here Kirkpatrick number, and Kirkpatrick was a wonderful harpsichordist. Thank you. Scarlatti Sonata is a real head start on the day. And you heard Anthony de Bonaventura. I knew him slightly, and such a fine gentleman. He was the pianist in the E minor Scarlatti Sonata, K, Kirkpatrick, 380. I'm David Dubal, always ready for the next bit of fine piano playing. I'm David Dubal, always ready and willing for the next bit of fine piano playing. So here is something interesting, I think. A quote from Kurt Vonnegut. He says, "This is what I find most encouraging about the writing trades." Calls it the writing trades. "They allow mediocre people who are patient and industrious to revise their stupidity, to edit themselves into something like intelligence. They also allow lunatics to seem saner than sane." Ah, yes. Imagine Beethoven or Leonardo having an editor. Well, I think that can be dangerous business, being an editor. Daniel Shapiro is an admirable teacher, and he does his teaching at the Cleveland Institute of Music, and that's in Cleveland. And Daniel Shapiro plays the great composers with fidelity and real integrity. I know him. Here is Daniel Shapiro in a beautiful but rather unknown four-minute work of Schubert. It's titled Hungarian Melody, and I have a feeling you will really, really adore this piece.
Thank you.
Beautiful job, Daniel Shapiro, of the fragrant piece of Schubert called Hungarian Melody. It's in B minor, a favorite key of mine, if you think on those levels. He was in, Schubert, the Esterházy household one summer. And so they say, who knows what these stories are, apocryphal or not, but he heard the cook over and over humming this tune that he used as the Hungarian Melody. Earlier, we heard a prelude of Rachmaninoff played by Ruth Laredo. It was the Opus 23, number 10. Let's turn to Evgeny Kissin in the very declamatory prelude, Opus 23, number 2, in B flat. And what marvelous piano scoring. It's so pianistic that if you have the technique, a real big technique, it will just fall into your hands. My favorite performance of this is by Sviatoslav Richter. But after I hear Kissin, maybe I'll change my mind, as I often do. Evgeny Kissin in a wonderful performance, very top drawer, of the prelude in B-flat, Opus 23, number 2, by the great Rachmaninoff. I wish we had a recording by Rachmaninoff of his prelude. He only recorded 5, but not, unfortunately, the B-flat prelude. Well, I would say that that was a rousing conclusion, the Rachmaninoff prelude of our program. Join me next week, same time, same station, for another walk through the paradise garden of the piano literature. Here is Ambroise Bierce from his Devil's Dictionary. It's really very funny at times. He writes under philosophy, philosophy is a route of many roads leading from nowhere to nothing. Well, Shakespeare says in Hamlet, "There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than one dreamt of in your philosophy." This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Matters is a production of the Classical Network. It is recorded at the Kaufman Music Center, home of Merkin Concert Hall, 129 West 67th Street in New York City. The producer, Rachel Katz. For a playlist, go to wwfm.org, click on Classical, and choose Search Playlists. The Piano Matters is made possible with the support of the listener members of the Classical Network.